This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/Adams Bandcamp.
Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and it's 17 minutes to 4 here on Joy 94.9, and it's time for another special guest. We did play the single last week called I Am a Homosexual from the Hondas, and it received pretty mixed feedback, to be honest. Some of you thought it was a bit of piss take on the gay community. Others thought that it might have been a coming out statement from lead singer Taka Honda. So I did say at the time, look, the only way we're going to get the truth is to talk to Taka himself, and he's kind enough to give us some of his time this afternoon. Welcome to Bandcamp and welcome to Joy.
Oh, thank you for having me, Adam.
No problem at all. Now, as I said, we did give it a spin last week. I didn't find any offence in the single, I have to say. I thought it might have been a bit of a coming out single, but then I thought I probably would have made the press if that had been the case. Can you tell us what the single is about to start with?
I think it's just a social commentary about, you know, how gay politics are in Australia.
Yep.
I find it absolutely ridiculous that people feel gay marriage is unnatural. For me, it's very unnatural for them not to allow gay marriage.
Yeah.
Because they want to do it, and then they're not going to hurt anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Then
yeah.
Also, like, is Penny Wong having baby with, you know, another lesbian partner?
Yeah.
Then, like, this right-wing columnist, they're just going crazy.
And yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
I just don't understand. I mean, like, my parents are divorced, and since I was 10, I was raised by my mom, and
yeah,
that was fine, you know?
Yeah, there's so many different styles of families out there.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty common, like, raised by a single mother, and then people turn out to be okay. And if you have two mothers, that's going to be really good.
Double the love.
Yeah.
Double the motherly love. Exactly.
I think that's, like, better.
Yeah. Now, you were pretty surprised to hear that some people interpreted the single I'm a Homosexual as a bit of a piss take on the gay community. Was that fair in saying you're pretty surprised about that?
Yeah, yeah. I was. I am pretty confused about the response, but because I was believed in so much, this is something I want to do. I'm going to dress up as a girl.
Yeah.
And then sing this I Am Homosexual. But it's song isn't even about, like, really homosexual. It's about being kind of minority.
Yeah.
Not being accepted by the mainstream society.
Yeah.
And then just homosexual is a kind of thing happening at the moment. Like, it's a kind of current affair thing. So I just took on that subject.
Something that's current.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. It could have been like I am an Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
Or anything like that. Or I am a refugee.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. But also, like, this, the same-sex marriage, I actually have, like, an opinion. I'm not really a political person. I don't care much about tax.
Yes.
Or that kind of thing. Tax politics, no, I can't care. But, like, this same-sex marriage thing, it's very simple for me. Like, it's very obvious.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen, and then it's not happening. Yeah, so I forgot the question. Why was I confused?
Yeah, or surprised. Just surprised that people saw it as a piss take on the, you know, on the gay community. Because the lyrics are, I'm a homosexual, please let me be.
Yeah.
Yeah? So yeah. I don't know how that could be interpreted as a piss take. But obviously a few people have. A few of the gay newspapers have sort of taken that angle on things.
Okay. Oh, wow. But, you know, that's all right.
Yeah,
I'm a musician, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people can form their opinion based on whatever I do, and that's fine. And as long as it's, you know, making people think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always important thing.
And
I
talk
think.
As well. Yeah. Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, but it's like, I think it's great. Australia right now is great. Our grandfather's generation, like, it was illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
Gay was illegal. And then, actually, our grandparents were fighting in the war against each other. But now, like, you know. And then even Australia had a white Australian policy. The Asian man couldn't even come to Australia.
Exactly.
But right now, I'm right here, dressed up as a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, singing I'm a homosexual. And I think this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is a celebration. For me, it's a celebration of freedom.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I guess it won't be too long till we're looking back and saying, remember when gay people couldn't get married? How weird was that? You know, like, they'll come to a point where we say,
yeah, definitely, definitely.
I can't believe that we never were allowed to get married. So yeah. Now, how did the drag thing come about? Because I have to say, on the cover of the single, you're looking pretty dishy there.
Oh, thank you.
Nice little red number there, bit of blonde hair and the pearls as well. How did that come about to decide to do the drag? Because the rest of the band are in drag as well in the promotional pictures.
Yeah, it's about celebration of freedom. Like, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do whatever. And it's also really fun to... I mean, this is like another thing. I grew up in Japan in the 90s. And then I came to Australia like 2004. And then Japan always had this subculture of people dressing up as a girl.
Okay.
And then that subculture got really big. It's kind of crossed over to mainstream in the 90s.
Yep.
And then this slew of bands just dressing up as a girl.
Okay.
But they're not gay. They're just straight people.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That subculture became main culture. So in Japan, dressing up as a girl doesn't necessarily mean you're gay.
Yeah, whereas in Australia, a lot of people make that assumption. Oh, he's dressing up in drag. He must be gay.
Yeah, that was really like kind of confused me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
it's just if you've come from the culture where it was just sort of everyone did it and...
Yeah, I think like that's kind of a bit... Because I used to go to the party... Used to go to parties sometimes just in drag.
In drag? Oh, okay.
Just for fun. And then people just assumed girls just come up to me and then let me touch their boobs. And I was like, sweet. Because they thought I'm gay.
Thought you were gay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I have to say, I've never done drag myself, so.
Oh, really?
No.
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It feels great.
I don't know if I've got the legs for it.
And I don't know. It makes you feel good. And then, you know, Ed Wood. Like a Hollywood director.
Oh, yeah.
He was a straight guy, but he's into, like, dressing up.
Drag and stuff, too.
Yeah, he was directing movie in drag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's a movie called Ed Wood. I think Johnny Depp is playing this Ed Wood character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's based on true story. This director actually directed films in drag.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So basically the single, would you sort of sum it up as saying it's about freedom of choice, freedom of expression as well?
Yeah, I think so. And then when someone is trying to cut you down, it's pretty much statement against, freedom haters.
Yeah, just be who you are and the haters can get on with it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear the track right now. It is out this Monday, out on iTunes, so make sure you check that out. And the best place for people to get in touch with you is the Facebook page.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, Facebook page.
Or the MySpace as well, myspace.com/thehondasmusic. If you just jump to the Bandcamp page on Facebook, we've put a link as well to your Facebook.
Yeah,
so
great, thanks.
It's all about Facebook these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're doing the single launch as well at the Grace Darling Hotel on the 23rd of September.
Yep.
So we'll give that a little plug as well closer to the time.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks, man.
Excellent. All right, we're going to hear the single right now. We would love to hear your thoughts on it as well if you want to SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. A big thank you to Taka Honda for coming in and clearing the air. It's all out in the open now.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Thanks again.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.